The Aryans, wandering tribes of tall, fair people who called themselves the Arya, next occupied northern India, living not in cities but settlements of huts, and grazing their cattle. They loved space and the open fields. They would look up into the sky and see the clouds coming as chariots and great white horses, driven by the wind gods. Storm and rain were exciting events, presided over, they said, by Indra, wielder of the thunderbolt, who flashed the lightning and poured down the rain. Most valued and honored of animals was the cow, because she produced such useful things. Butter from her milk was offered to the gods by the priests in their sacred fires. Fire itself became for the Aryans another divine power or god called Agni, related to our word ignite, who burnt up impurities and carried substances upward in the smoke to the gods in heaven. This was a people convinced that if men put themselves in tune with nature's powers, she would favor them through these gods and do their bidding. For this they composed many prayers, one of the most poetic of which is the Gayatri, addressed to the sun. This is how it goes. Let us meditate on that divine being who lights up the whole world. May he guide our understanding. Not all of the Aryans' prayers were so spiritual. They were a vigorous people who loved life and strength, were quite familiar with gambling and battle, and even had a stimulating drink called Soma.